Psalm 81, to the director upon the Gittith, of Asaph. O cry out joyfully, you people, to God our strength. Shout in triumph to the God of Jacob. Strike up a melody, and take a tambourine, the pleasant harp together with the stringed instrument. On the new moon, blow the horn, on the full moon for the day of our festival. For it is a regulation for Israel, a judicial decision of the God of Jacob. As a reminder, he laid it upon Joseph himself when he was going forth over the land of Egypt, a language that I did not know, I kept hearing. I turned aside his shoulder even from the burden. His own hands got to be free even from the basket. In distress you called, and I proceeded to rescue you. I began to answer you in the concealed place of thunder. I went examining you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will bear witness against you, O Israel, if you will listen to me. Among you there will prove to be no strange god, and you will not bow down to a foreign god. I, Jehovah, am your God, the one bringing you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I shall fill it. But my people has not listened to my voice, and Israel itself has not showed any willingness toward me. And so I let them go in the stubbornness of their heart. They went walking in their own counsels. Oh, that my people were listening to me! Oh, that Israel itself would walk in my very ways! Their enemies I would easily subdue, and against their adversaries I would turn my hand. As for those intensely hating Jehovah, they will come cringing to him, and their time will prove to be to time indefinite. And he will keep feeding him off the fat of the wheat, and out of the rock I shall satisfy you with honey itself.